have to fear is fear itself.
My balls is hot. My balls is hot. My balls is hot. My balls is hot.
After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
People have had enough of this corruption and violence from an organization that promises to keep them safe. After the events of the past few years, many people are now beginning to learn that you are not here to save us, but rather, you are here to oppress us and carry out the will of the criminal ruling class. You are here to keep order for the people in control, not to provide safety for the people who are being controlled. In fact, you are the very mechanism that elites use to continue their global system of oppression, and the world is finally starting to wake up to this, and they are becoming increasingly angry every time they see blood needlessly spilled without consequence.
The truth shall set you free.
And welcome to another episode of Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracy Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Big Country, as always, on the other hand of the mic.
It's me, boy.
That's right. And as of right now, we have no Chris. It's a shocker, I guess. It's like running on a month straight. And Noelle is either running late or might not make it tonight, but it's all good. We do have a very special guest in-house tonight to have some awesome conversations, some very interesting information. He's been on the show before. It's been almost a year now. But before we bring him in, real quick, what I wanted to do is just go ahead and remind everybody that what you're seeing on screen right now, if you're watching the video portion, whether that be on Rockfin, Odyssey, Rumble, Twitch, you are seeing a live preview of the newest website, WBCTavern.com. It is available with all the extra goodies. $5 a month. The price will never go up. It's one tier. This is the lifeblood of the show. It unlocks exclusive merchandise that only you can purchase as a member. You can access the regular store from here. We've got t-shirts, hats, sticker packs. Black is not the only color t-shirt. There's just a lot of black. There is all kinds of cool stuff. You get exclusive live shows, a private RSS feed, discounts as a member. You get a membership discount just for signing up. You get a free t-shirt just for signing up. Special Discord roles. You get the main episode a day early. So it's $5 a month. It'll never, ever, ever go up. It's got our Instagram link there. So you know what? I'm going to publicly say this right now. If we get to the number of subscribers that we have envisioned in our head, okay, I will run for governor of Kansas. Yeah. Legitimately, I will run for governor. But I'll do it. I'll do it in one of our pullovers, and a whiskey, beer, and conspiracy hat. I'm like, make Kansas hooligan again.
We'll run on. There we go.
But anyhow, joining us tonight for a second time, we have Mr. Coach MT. Brother, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing good,
great.
Good.
Doing great. Now, I did not have the pleasure of interviewing you last time. I think it was just Boya and Chris.
Yeah.
This was almost a year ago, and because I remember I was doing that shutdown, and I was working, I was 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. or something like that. So I didn't have the privilege. I love the episode. I was I know a couple times I think Boya and Chris were man, I wish Big Country was here so he could, because I know he'd be dropping some questions right now for sure, because I love this stuff. I love this stuff. Real quick, before we get into it, and Coach, we'll kind of give you the reins, because you were talking about something very interesting just a few weeks ago. I was watching live, and then my fucking phone died. I wanted to share this with all the hooligans out there that are listening. I know I had this story for you and Boya, Chris, and Noel, but I'm sharing it with Coach as well, because obviously he's a father. And if you're a father out there, or soon-to-be father or mother, this past weekend, my son did one of the coolest things, and then he did something really, almost brought me to tears, right? So, for those of you that don't know, Storm Shadow is almost, no, he is two. And this weekend, he has a little toy, right? And it's got these plastic balls on top, and they're different colors. And he like hit him down with a hammer, right? It's kind of like whack-a-mole, and they go down this little maze and pop out the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he had an orange and a red, and the orange ball was on the bottom, and he put the red one on top in the orange circle, and he's about to hit it, and he stops, and then he puts the hammer down, takes the red ball out, puts the orange one on the orange circle and the red one on the red circle, and then hits them in. And it was like such a simplistic thing.
Yeah.
But I was witnessing my son's dawn of reasoning.
Yeah. You just watched him grow up a little bit.
Yeah. He was like, wait, that shit's not right. I got to fix that. It was like the proudest dad moment. And then today, right, when I got home from work, I had to do a quick repair on the truck. I just had to move this little pipe over. And I went underneath my truck. Well, my son was outside with the wife. And I brought my tools out. So my son grabs my drill, hands it to me. And I crawl under the truck. And then he lays down next to me under the truck. And I was like, my fucking guy right here, dude. Raising kids right, you know what I mean? But anyways, hopefully that brought you a smile.
Yeah, so. I've witnessed that many times with my now they're all teenagers now, you know, they don't give a damn about me and
whatever, dad.
Yeah, that's how they sound.
You're like, you know, I can end you and then recreate another one look just like you.
Listen, right now, I made four of you. I got the power of you. So.
I got three. And I couldn't imagine having a fourth one.
Yeah,
and they're all on the track team, so I coached them too. It's awesome.
So it's hard to even chase after them, then, huh?
Oh man, they're fast. They're my twins right now. They have the top three fastest 4x4 time in the state.
Wow! Ooh.
And so they're going for a medal this weekend. And then my sophomore, she's on the state competing 4x4 team for high school. So
wow
yeah, they're awesome. They're doing the thing right now, and I ran track, so it's pretty cool.
Oh, that's that is awesome. I run from bullets and fire, and that's like that's about, I did
that as a kid, you know, where I grew up, so yeah, I know that very well.
Yeah, that's about all I run from. I run from danger, not for enjoyment. That's about all I run from. Yeah, but anyways, Coach, why don't you just give us a refresher of who you are, what you do, how you got to be where you are, and then maybe take it away.
Okay. Well, I got my business start in network marketing back in 2002. I was the network marketing king for a long time, along with some other people. Ended that, but I still wanted to be in helping people become financially free or independent. I have this statement that says I want to help 1 million people become financially free. And I learned, I forgot whose wife said it, but I think it was Roosevelt's wife that said, find a goal that scares you and may not happen in your lifetime. So I picked that one and I'm still on it. Then I got involved in credit, helping people with their credit. I fixed mine. I fixed my family's. I started fixing other people. And then I started getting into the code of how debt works. I got into the code of how the debt collector is supposed to work, how the consumer reporter agencies work. And then it led me over into the code of how all debt and all finances work. And I said, oh my gosh, they've been hiding this stuff. So I started reading and studying, and I started applying it. And I started learning about debt discharge. I started learning about trust and living in the private, all these things that are made up that are falsehoods. I started learning about and learning how to apply what they put on us to them. And started discharging my own debt and then created a whole process out of it. Learned it was a whole movement, a whole culture, a lot of people talking about it. But the same way I did credit, I didn't care. A lot of people are doing credit. I didn't care. I did anyway, became one of the best at that. Same thing with this. This people have been doing this 10 years longer than I have, and I've blown them out the water in this process. So I was like, let's keep it going. So now this is where I am in this, freedom. No, financial freedom process.
And through your journey through this, successes, some failures, learning along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of the things that like I myself have come to realize that there's so many people out there doing similar things, but it's just they're focused on they'll say something like, all you have to do is just fill out this form and you're set. And I'm like, I don't think it fucking works that way, dude.
It doesn't work that way.
They make it seem super simple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. It's simple once you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
The documentation is the simple part.
Okay.
Learning the code and what to and how to express it is the challenge.
Okay.
Right? So when you're dealing with, there's a difference between dealing with a utility bill and a debt bill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some of the codes are the same, but how you express it in your letter of instruction is different.
Okay.
Right. Because a light bill, they're not giving you, there's no debt, but they still use your principal to open the account.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so there's a different way that you express it in the documentation. And that's what you have to learn. A lot of this is being romanticized, and they're like, "Oh, you're gonna fall in love and ride off into the sunset with your Prince Charming." Come to find out, the girl had been around the block, and the dude ain't got $5 to his name. Right? Ain't nobody riding off to nowhere. So everything is romanticized. But you got to break it down, right? So
right.
Okay. Now. So what would be like maybe a first step, and we'll kind of start there and then we'll get to maybe what you were talking about a few weeks ago, because I didn't get to finish the conversation or listening to the conversation you were having. But what would be like the first step for somebody to maybe do like a trial run with something simple that they could maybe just give it a – because I think a lot of people are nervous about this, you know, like –
As they should be, yeah.
In my opinion, like we've been saying this forever on the show, like – the fact that we pay taxes is the craziest thing in this lifetime, especially considering we know that not to get too political right now, but we know as of right now, all of the taxes that are being collected right now are going straight to Ukraine.
Yeah.
Right. So it's why do I have to pay for that? Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I get why some people are hesitant because they're like, you'll go to jail forever if you don't do this. Right. What would be something maybe simple that somebody could try to kind of test what you're discovering?
Okay. Before I get into that, what you said about taxes, you got to understand that everybody that are considered on the political side, they serve the public interest, not our interest. We're not the public. They serve the public interest, and the public interest is money, right? So all the taxes go to Ukraine because Ukraine serves the public interest.
Right. Okay.
Because somewhere down the line, we're gonna need Ukraine. We got. Hey, remember that time I sent you $20 billion?
Yeah.
Right. Time to pay up, bro.
Yeah. Do you mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold on. I don't got it.
Yeah, yeah. Slow down. Hey, you want drink? You want drink? Right. So.
All right. I'm listening.
My bad. I'll be listening.
That's great. That's great.
We have go.
Yeah, I love it. I dig it.
They're about to get topped off, and they're destroying the rest of the country, right?
Right.
Anyway, so the first step I tell people to do is you got to start reading. You have to get at least a little bit of this information in your brain so you can start to create what we call new neural pathways. So it's just not like, oh my gosh, you know, you're just not enamored by everything. So I think I shared this in the last one. These are my first two books.
Yeah.
All right, Meet Your Straw Man, UCC Connection.
Yeah.
All right. The third one is going to be the 0%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't have the one here. I'm letting someone borrow it. I'm about to buy two more, but it's called the 0%. The 0% is going to start getting into things like foreign trust. They're going to start talking about taxes. That's why it's called the 0%. All right. Mm-hmm. So, and then there's a couple other things. Number one, understanding and reading the Bills of Exchange Act. There's two of them, 1985, 1882. Okay? Reading the Bills of Exchange Act. Understanding Article 9 of the Uniform Commercial Code. Okay? Because that's when you start kind of getting into presentments and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So those are going to be the first things, even before you start the process. Now, the first step is dealing with your debts first. I'm going to tell people, start on that. So they may want to start with a credit card. Mm-hmm. It might get closed. It just happens in the process. If they have student loans, start there. If they have like a little personal loan, start there. Okay. If they have any of that, start with the car.
Okay.
Okay. Start with the card with understanding how to endorse the coupon. Okay. I'm helping out my brother right now, so I'm not going to share any of his personal information. But this right here is the coupon.
Okay.
Now, the same term for a coupon is called a voucher.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't know if I'm allowed to share my screen here or not. I'm
yeah.
So.
Yeah, you should be able to.
Cam mic disable. I don't see what it is on
Yeah, Big Country.
Yeah.
Do you need to give him permission to share screen or?
No. So what you'll do, Coach, on the bottom it should say share screen.
I see then, show chat. I see disabled cam. I see two people on here. I see flip camera.
There should be a screen share option at the bottom.
Yeah,
I don't somewhere along there.
Big Country. Now that's us.
Now let me take that off.
Chat.
Let me add a new layer.
Go back. Mike.
And I'll add a screen share. Okay. So I have it up on screen now.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah, there you go.
You got to flip it. All right, let me see if I can.
Yeah, it's pulling it up right now.
Okay.
By the way, while that's loading, I did purchase both of those books, read both of them. And then I have another one. Maybe you suggested it. Maybe somebody else did. It was called Understanding the Uniform Commercial Code, maybe.
Yeah, it's called – oh, man, it's talking about learning how to play the game. It's called Commercial Law Applied.
Yes, that's what it is, Commercial Law Applied. Those three. So I read those three, and then I photocopied some stuff out of it because I sent those to my uncle who is going through some things right now. And he's like, man, when I read this, it makes sense. But his question is, I think what a lot of people's question is how do I start? Like, what's the starting point?
I'm going to give you some things. Hold on. Let me share this.
Yeah.
All right. Can you see it?
Let's see. It's still loading here. So it might take a minute or two to load. But yeah, I sent that over to him and obviously I sent him this episode as well. As soon as this thing loads up, I was having terrible connection issues earlier today when I was trying to get on here, and I'm hardwired with fiber, baby.
Is it showing now?
No, I'm still loading up. Coach, actually, what you might need to do real quick, is just actually refresh your browser page. So
okay.
It should pop you right back in. I shouldn't lose anything. So, yeah, go ahead and try that. In the meantime, boy, while he's doing that, I know the last time you guys spoke, he was kind of going through the basic steps of how you get started. Okay, he's back. Let's see. Yeah, it says it's still loading.
It does.
Yeah, so if you have it on the screen share on the bottom, it should say add. Let me see if I can.
No, I don't see a screen share option. I was just trying to share some. Hold on, disable cam mic, audio virtual background. No, hold on.
Yeah, it should let you allow it. Once you hit screen share, it should pull it up. And I'm just waiting to see it at the bottom because it'll be something that I'll add to the stream.
I don't see screen share on here. But in any case, I just want to So somebody's going to do the coupon process, all right? Because that's one of the ways. It's called an administrative process. What the administrative process does, it creates a new conditional contract. All right? So you got to think about it this way. When you are looking to, let's say that you're not paying your debt, right?
Right.
They're going to send you one letter. Then they're going to send you another one. They're going to send you another. After that, they're dealing with court. So what you do is the same exact thing, because we're not supposed to pay this with Federal Reserve notes. We're supposed to endorse it. We're supposed to endorse it. So the first thing you do is turn this into a negotiable instrument. How you do that, you write pay to bearer or to order on the coupon.
Okay.
That makes this a negotiable instrument now. So when you have a negotiable instrument, now you can tender a payment with a negotiable instrument. You also write the word accepted on here, or accepted for value, or accepted for assessed value. All right. And then you write out the amount that you want to pay in figures and words. That's why on a check, You write them out. You also write it in words, because if there's ever a discrepancy, they're going to go with what's written, what's expressed.
Right.
Okay? So then you endorse the back with your beneficiary signature. Okay? Mm-hmm. So now this becomes a negotiable instrument.
Right.
Now, the next thing you want to do is write your letter of instruction. Now, I kind of give like a basic template, but we teach people how to write your own letters because every situation is different. There's a couple of things that you want to have on there. Number one, you want to have your name, and it says you're sending this, and you're the agent for your principal.
Okay.
Okay? Your principal is your all caps name. First, middle, last, or first, or last. You're the agent for the principal. Mm-hmm. You always want to tell them in the beginning of the letter, I am coming to you in good faith. Mm-hmm. Because in good faith means that you're not trying to do anything harmful, whether you do it negligently or not.
Right.
Okay? Mr. or Mrs. such and such, I am the agent for the principal, and I am telling you to apply this credit to the principal's account of this account number, because on here is an account number.
Right.
Right? That's the principal's account. Mm-hmm. Every coupon has a positive number on there. Mm-hmm. That means that there is a credit due.
Okay.
It's a credit due. Now, what I was trying to show you was that on the, let's see this, because it was popping up earlier. Mirror my camera. No, I don't want to do that. Auto resolution. No, I don't want to do that. It was popping up earlier. The, let me see. Can I do the flip camera thing?
Nope, yeah, see if when you look at the bottom, there should be a screen share. If you pull that up, I should see it on my screen, and then we can add it to the stream.
I just see mute stage, full screen, dark mode, my name, flip camera, all of us, social chat. Hold on, social. Yeah. Oh, wait. Here we go. It looks like it now looks like it wants to do something. All right, share.
Aha, there we go.
Okay, so you see this word right here, voucher.
Yes, sir.
Okay, this right here, another word for coupon is voucher, right? Because if you had a coupon at the store and it says save 50 cents, you get 50 cents dollar for dollar, right?
Right.
Comes right off. A voucher is also coupon. So this coupon is a receipt. After you pay for something, what do you get?
A receipt.
This has already been paid.
Okay.
It's also an acquittance. What does acquittance mean? We're gonna forgive everything, right?
Yeah.
Or release. What does release mean? Let it go.
Yeah.
So it's a receipt, acquittance, or release which may serve as evidence of payment or discharge of a debt.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Whoa. Or to certify the correctness of accounts. That means fix that account, apply the credit.
Yeah.
It's right here in Black's Law's Dictionary.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
It's telling you what it is.
Yeah.
So when you send your letter of instruction, you tell them, I got the receipt, apply the credit.
Yeah.
Keep all our receipts.
So the thing about it is that you're going to go through that process. First, the first letter of instruction is a notice of acceptance and the set off. If they don't apply, the next thing is what we call second notice opportunity to cure. The third thing is an estoppel. The fourth step is court. I'm doing what it says to do. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is a voucher. I'm tendering a payment. Okay. All promissory notes are the obligation of the United States. I'm going to show you where it says this. This is going to blow you away. Okay? Let me share my screen again.
Yep.
Chat social. Oh, it was working before.
Here, I'll transition over. It might pop up once it
does. Oh, there we go. Window. Okay, here we go. Let me know if you see it.
Okay. Yep, there it is.
Okay.
Oh, let me resize it so that way we can read it there. Okay, yep.
Okay, now it says, what does the term obligation mean? Okay, obligation means, or other security of the United States, includes all bonds, certificates of indebtedness, national bank currency, Federal Reserve notes, Federal Reserve bank notes. What does that say right there?
Coupons. That says coupons, ladies and gentlemen.
United States notes, treasury notes, gold certificates, silver certificates, fractional notes, certificates of deposits. What does that say?
Bills.
Bills are all obligations of the United States. So what the hell are we paying for? Now, let's look at certificate of indebtedness. In modern terms, a certificate of debt is generally used to refer to a written promise to pay, which is what? A promissory note. Every time you buy a house, you are signing a promissory note.
Mm-hmm.
Note is a certificate of indebtedness. Certificates of indebtedness are the obligations of the United States. So what are we doing?
Wow. Beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful.
What are we doing?
I don't know. I have no clue.
Why are we going to work, stressing and shit? Man. And it's supposed to be taken care of. So what we show people how to do is understand what it's saying. What is it saying? Write your new contract. Go through the administrative process. Letter one, letter two, letter three. Next, the fourth step is court. Now you're asking for summary judgment. Hey, judge, so you mean to tell me, like you know, remember back in the day, the dude with the jury curl? Hey, Yana, remember that? Yana. That was interviewed the crackhead, right? I saw the whole thing. Anyway, so you mean to tell me, Your Honor, that right here in the Black Law's Dictionary, what a voucher is, are you going to go on record stating that's not true? What judge is going to go on record saying that?
Right.
What judge is going to go on record and go against the Bills of Exchange Act?
Yeah. Under oath of affirmation, too, bud.
Okay, so then we go get that summary judgment. We're doing the same thing they do to us. Letter one, letter two, letter three, court. Right. And we just had a gentleman discharge. I think it's like $15,000 on his American Express card.
Damn.
Because he sent all three letters. Then he filed a motion. American Express got the motion, called him back, said, hey, we don't need this smoke. So we'll take care of what you're asking for. Just cut up the card and stop the motion.
Damn.
So now let me ask you this, Coach, because I've actually had some similar success. Not along the same lines, a different method, along of what you're talking about, with some things back from when I was like 19 that were on my credit and they were in collections, and they were like $600, $400, stuff like that, right? And I sent in a letter of validation. And one, okay.
A charge off or a collection agency? Which one was it?
So on my credit, it was listed as a charge off, okay. And then I got letters from a collection agency.
Okay.
So I sent in a request for validation from the collection agency,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they came back. All they did was send me back all the purchases that were made, like the credit card statements, right?
Mm-hmm. That's not what you asked for, but go ahead.
Right. Yeah. So, right. Well, yeah. So the next letter that came, I said, thanks for all that shit that I didn't ask for.
Right.
But I'm specifically looking for, one, the validation, the actual accounting of it, and two, most importantly, I'm looking for the contract that I signed with two wedding signatures that said that I, Brian Bender, will pay your debt collection LLC this amount of money that's an alleged debt.
Mm-hmm.
Both times they sent letters back. Thank you for your letter. We'll no longer be collecting on this account, and they have been removed from your credit. Thanks. Bye bye.
Because they know that. See, the thing about it is that knowing what to do when they say no.
Right.
Most people don't know that there's a next step and a next step. Mm-hmm. Right. They get that letter back and they be like, oh shit. Oh. Right. What we gonna do?
Yeah.
They be like, right?
Right.
Ain't no more Scooby Snacks. So the thing is that you knew that there's another step, right? Hey, thank you for all that, but that's not what I asked for.
Right.
Right? Because they know that, oh, let me show y'all something else. Oh my gosh, this is gonna blow you away. And it's gonna go to what you talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here we go. Oh, let me know when you can see this.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay.
Bam.
This is the Constitution's seven money clauses. Let's look at number six. No state shall coin money, emit bills of credit, or make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in the payments of debts.
Damn.
So the only way to legitimately pay a debt is with gold and silver.
Yeah.
Period.
Holy
so
shit.
What are we doing? What are we doing? Why are we out here stressing?
Right.
So now let me ask you. Now, I'm sure you've come across this, and this is kind of where I first ventured into this journey.
Mm-hmm.
Was House Joint Resolution 192 and the Trading with the Enemy Act, when they took all gold out of circulation and threatening the people,
mm-hmm,
with, yeah, jail time if they didn't turn in their gold. And House Joint Resolution 192, if I'm not mistaken, is when the United States declared bankruptcy and turned themselves into a corporation and really started getting the ball rolling on all of this.
Well, yeah, it was a corporation beforehand, but go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so that was what initially kind of got, I was like, and I remember reading about this in junior college. Like, I found this website, you can't find it anymore, that spelled out all of these things. And they were talking about, have you ever noticed how on your check, that line that you sign on, it's not a line. It's MP for microscopic print. Yeah, and on the bottom, it says authorized signature only, authorized signature only.
Mm-hmm.
Because the only thing you're affirming to with your wet ink signature is agreeing to it, like it's a promissory note to pay for a debt with money that can't be used to pay for the debt.
Yep. That's all it is. Every Federal Reserve note is a debt note.
Yeah.
It's a debt note. You're paying debt with debt.
Yes.
That's why the national debt doesn't go down.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And because you're paying debt with debt. The only time the national debt goes down is when we buy money orders.
Mm.
We buy money orders and we send the receipts to the IRS. That's what the W-4 sounds is for.
Mm.
Right, we're sending in the receipts. We're reporting that this has happened, and then finally the IRS can get paid. That's what, okay, the 1040B is for. That's the voucher. What's a voucher? Receipt, acquittance, right, release for payment of a discharge of a debt.
Wow. All right,
so that's what that B means. That voucher, so the IRS can finally get compensated for what they're doing.
Mm.
Yep, fuck so those motherfuckers. Yeah, doing shit
but here, but honestly, the IRS is your friend if you know how to use them. But yeah, most people don't know how to do that, because anytime there's a big code for something, it's something they don't want you to learn. That's mm-hmm why the tax codes change all the time. That's why there's so many laws and things of that nature, because they don't want people to learn the truth,
right,
about what's really going on.
Right.
All right.
Right. So now, when it comes to, like, okay, so myself, Boya, Chris, like, we all work for employers, right? So what I do is, because I haven't gotten to the point yet where I've stopped paying taxes just because I don't care. I know some guys that have just not filed their taxes for 10 years, and he's like, they don't touch me. I file exempt, I take all my money, and then I never file, and they don't touch me. What I do is I just file exempt all year, and then I file my taxes, and they're like, did you know you owe us $16,000? And I'm like, here's your check for your funny money. See you next year. but so what would be a suggestion for somebody who's, you know, getting money taken out of their check every week from the government? Cause it's like, you know, you work all this overtime, and after you work a certain amount, the government just takes all of it. So now you're working for free.
Yeah.
All right. Here's what I'm going to suggest. I'm not going to tell anyone what to do, but I do suggest this. Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Sure. Getting deep, boy. It's getting deep.
Yeah.
Hold on.
This is one of those episodes you save away. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Good thing I didn't smoke before this. I'd have been like, huh? What?
Okay. So, here's what I'm going to suggest. Is one of the best ways to, you know, you can just not pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you file your 1040, and you fill out your W-4, that's mm-hmm what makes you a resident of D.C.
Okay.
Okay, because the only people who pay tax are people who live in D.C. or work for the government. So you could just not fill one out, and, you know, because it is voluntary. Number two, we have access to something called tax injunctions,
mm-hmm,
that put you, along with a foreign trust, that puts you on a no-tax list.
Okay.
The best way to do that is to have a foreign trust. Have all of your names and DBAs and everything into that foreign trust. And because that trust is a foreign entity, then there's no taxes that pay out.
Okay.
I need that. I have mine. You know, here's my trust seal.
Mm-hmm.
All Damn, right. I got official. My trust seal. My trust is on record at the local clerk of courts. So.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so what would be, is that a long process? Cause I, you
it
know,
is.
There's,
it is a long process. And you know, when you're looking to change that information, it is a long process. I don't want to say it's quite expensive, but to get a foreign trust done, it does cost. All right.
Okay. Sure.
Because you're what happens is you're controlling everything, but you're owning nothing because the trust owns it all.
Right.
All right. You're getting your unincorporated association so you can do domestic and foreign commerce. Mm. It's a powerful, powerful process. Mm-hmm. And we have a team that puts together foreign trust for individuals as well.
Okay.
And then I saw one more thing. Inside the 0%, it starts talking about foreign trust and 9-8 EINs and things of that nature. But go ahead.
I was just going to say two, what is the name of your website, by the way, so we can put it on the banner here?
It's just FILA University. F is in Frank, I is in ice cream, L is in Larry, A is in Apple University. It stands for Financial Impact and Lifestyle Augmenters University.
Okay, beautiful.
FILA University, .com.
Okay, perfect. We'll put that on the screen for everybody who's interested. So with this, right, how do you operate as far as like everyday transactions? Like I go to the gas station, I got to fill up my...
Same way. I think things like gas and food, just give them the Federal Reserve notes.
Right. Yeah.
I don't have time to be sitting at the gas station like, of course, this is a voucher. And the guy's like, do you want gas? Right? Like this. So just little small
things.
Do you
want gas or not?
Yeah. Do you want necklace to go with it? So
some cologne maybe?
Yeah. You want this fake Rolex?
Yeah.
You want this Folex? So.
Folex. That's
But I actually have two Rolexes. They're pretty heavy. But I just, you know, rent a car, get hotels. I just use regular Federal Reserve notes. Okay. All right. Now, is there a way you could do this without it? Yeah, but what I'll do is put it on a credit card and because I have a credit card that has not closed yet. Put it on a credit card and then just discharge it.
Okay.
Right.
And so have you encountered any, I guess the best way to say it is like legal hiccups from this, like that you don't get the IRS knocking on your door being like, he's cheating us and he's black. You know, they do like the whole
yeah,
nine yards.
Now,
you
know when I mean? First started, that's how I was.
You know looking out the window.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm treading on the white man's.
Yeah.
Right now, you know what I'm saying? And you know, Igor, get out of here, get off my lawn, you know. So, I'm serious. When I first started this, I was like, hold up. That's not it. There it is. That's
there we go. Okay, that might have been the members login section here.
Yeah, so this right here, people put their first name, last name, email address, phone number, and then they go inside, and that's when everything starts. You'll get a text message and an email, welcome, and then, you know, over the next, like, week or so, it's just kind of like emails and text messages coming to you. Okay. And then you can schedule a complimentary call. You can schedule a one-on-one. And on the complimentary call, you'll see me. On the one-on-one, you'll see me. Then from there, they can decide whether or not they want to be members of the program.
Okay.
We have a whole team that, you know, you might hear from somebody on the team, you know, calling you and just ask you questions, things of that nature. So it's pretty thorough.
Cool.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So now, getting back to what we were talking about earlier with the coupon, right? So I get it. Okay. Now I've heard this before, in my years of looking into this, and obviously not as extensively as you have and some of our other guests that we've had, but, it's come to my understanding that like, so obviously everything is like essentially already, a loosely say paid for.
Okay.
But your utilities are already paid for.
Yep.
Okay. Can you expand on that a little bit? Cause like, fuck this electric bill, you know,
here's the thing about it is that they still use your principal to open that account. They ask for your name. They ask for your social. right? All these things that are attached to your principal. So your principal is still used to open the account. And when you get your electric bill, is it still not a bill? You endorse it the same way. Okay, it's just that when you like to write your letter of instruction, you're not using it, you're not writing it as if it's a debt.
Right.
Okay, and you're not, you're writing in a way as, hey, this is already paid for. You could tell them, hey, apply this credit for the entire, however long, you know, it's normally said, what, 12 months at a time or something like that? Mm-hmm. Especially like you live in an apartment. If you're in a house, it's still separate 12 months because what, there's deregulation and things of that nature.
Right.
So you can say, hey, apply this amount to, because this is how much it's going to be to the whole year. And mm-hmm. you write the figures on there. So if your bill is $200 a month, tell them apply $2,400.
Right.
Right? And the figures in words. And you're writing that in your letter of instruction. So okay. it's still using your principal to open account. Remember, everything is commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. And anytime someone is charging you a fee, they are charging your straw.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making you, the human, the surety, the one that's responsible for paying.
Right.
That's why in The Wizard of Oz, the straw man had no brain, but did all the damn talking.
Okay. Let's go. Okay. God damn it. I got fired the fuck up just now. Maybe I should have smoked for this. Because, listen, this is the thing. This was the catalyst for getting me into this, right? When I told you guys I was in junior college, I was reading this website. And it was talking about House Joint Resolution 192, Trading with the Enemy Act, the United States as a corporation, the checks, all that stuff. And it started talking about the Wizard of Oz. If you are listening to the show right now and you don't know that the Wizard of Oz is telling us, without telling us, what is taking place in this country, not just in the country, but worldwide,
yeah,
you need to go watch that movie again and re-examine what they're talking about.
Right. So here's where you all can find it. All right.
Redemption Manual, 5th edition.
Redemption Manual.
The Matrix cover.
It's also in the 6th edition as well, too. But let me show you. Just hold on for me for 1 second, everybody.
Yeah.
All right. So, first we have the Scarecrow.
Mm-hmm.
A man of straw, a front, and he identified his straw man persona with Dorothy. Some people without brains do an awful lot of talk.
Man.
Okay, Biden,
of course,
I hear you.
I'm not bright about doing things. And in his classic song, If I Only Had a Brain, the Scarecrow Straw Man succinctly argued, I'd unravel every riddle for every individual in trouble or in pain.
Hmm.
Okay? Then you got the Tin Man. Also identifies as a taxpayer identification number.
Woo!
The Tin Man is a hollow man of metal, a vessel, a vehicle, a newly created commercial code word for the straw man. Just
Bam.
Like the Scarecrow, the Tin Man had no brain and no heart. Both were artificial persons.
Oh, man.
Oh, God, it gets deeper.
Yes,
not even
man.
There yet.
Just hold your butt cheeks wide open. As we
spread it like butt cheeks, baby.
Yeah, as we ram it in there. And they ask you, like that, huh? Okay. This is
We're
hilarious.
Getting into it.
Okay. Now, this came out in 1939, right? Mm-hmm. I'm looking for the one for the lion. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Let's see. After Dorothy, three companions, blah, 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 blah.
Because the lion had no courage, right?
Yeah, and that represents us.
Us, right.
Mm. All right, because we lost the courage. We the people. All right. With regards to choice of the ruby, red primary significance, at least in documents like that, the color of blood, flesh and blood, symbolizes the living, breathing man and human. All right, that's why they were red.
Mm.
Okay? So, Redemption Manual talks about that in here. That's why I read
wow.
that. And it also talked about, hold on. Remember that song they were singing?
Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead? Or?
No. Step out of the woods, step out of the, step into the light when they were
oh,
sleep
uh-huh.
in the poppy field. right?
Smoking that good stuff.
Yeah, they were smoking, right? They got everybody drugged up, right? They had the words in here. Wait. And it talked about what those words meant.
Well, here, look for that, and I'll say this. Also with the Wizard of Oz, because again, this is the story of the United States being incorporated, how the Uniform Commercial Code works. You're following the Yellow Book Road to the Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. OZ is ounces in the monetary system.
Right.
Okay.
The Wizard of Ounces. Yep.
The Wizard of Ounces.
Who took the gold and backed America's money. Come on now.
Come on, preacher. Let's go. How? Let's say it again.
Yeah.
Let's say it again. Mm-hmm. Mm. As black as I've ever been right here.
Hey, you get the invite to the barbecue.
Oh, I appreciate that. How about this? How about the flying monkeys, right, in the robes? Those are the 12 Supreme Court justices.
Yep. Everything 12. 12 Supreme Court justices. The 12 Federal Reserve banks. The 12 factions in Hunger Games.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, dude.
The 12 disciples.
Damn.
The 12 hours. The 12 months.
Damn. Oh, man.
Come on, man. Come on.
Because right? He's literally and speechless right
these
now.
12 things are always fighting against who? The rebels. The rebels represent the 13th. Mm. That's why they say 13 is an unlucky number, because the 12 is always fighting against the rebels.
Right. That's why the 13th is always missing in those situations. You talk about Hunger Games. Hunger Games, remember, District 13 was hidden, and they were told that it was
and
destroyed.
And Katniss was fighting for 13, was she?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. And who fought against, who was the tattletale to Jesus, right? 13th.
The 13th yep. Disciple.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn, what was his name?
Was it Joseph? No,
Judas.
Dang.
Judas. Motherfucking Judas. Yeah. Bastard.
Yeah. So, you see how all this. The elite never fight each other. They fight the rebels.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
If you remember on Demolition Man.
Yeah.
With Sylvester Stallone.
Yep. Wesley Snipes.
When the people were down below and they came up and was causing havoc, they fighting them.
Yep.
You always try to keep the truth tellers quiet.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay,
and we represent the 13th.
That's right.
Coach, what was that song that they were singing? Because I really wanted to look up the lyrics.
Oh, hold on. Look up the lyrics.
Give me a sentence from the song.
It's like, step out of the woods, step out of the jump, step into the light. They were skipping in the poppies to the... The wizard. Hold on one second.
Out of the woods lyrics. Here we go. You're out of the woods. You're out of the dark. Okay. Oh, yeah. You got it. Go ahead.
You're out of the woods. You're out of the dark. You're out of the night. Step into the sun. Step into the light. Keep straight ahead for the most glorious pace on the face of the earth or the stars. The foregoing jingle abounds the illuminous Luciferian symbols and metaphors, darkness and light. That's what they were talking about.
Damn.
Hold on to your breath, hold on to your heart, hold on to your hope. March up the gate and bid it open. You're out of the woods, you're out of the dark, you're out of the light. You're out of the night. Step into the sun, step into the light. March up to the gate, bid it open. Wow.
Whoa.
Wow. And they're skipping through a fucking poppy field. Of course they are.
They got high, man. They didn't fall asleep. They was high.
Yeah.
And anytime you need to look at a society... Look at what they feed them during the week and on the weekends. Mm-hmm. During the week, they feed us coffee. On the weekend, they feed us alcohol to keep you drugged.
Yep.
Man. We're getting esoteric. We're getting deep. And this is what this show is all about. And we're, ladies and gentlemen, we're just talking about not paying fucking for shitting them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You just try to get rid of this goddamn $600 credit card.
Yeah.
But this is all that leads up to that.
Yeah. Well, okay. You know, I think as adults, everybody has sat down and went, why the fuck do we have to pay for houses and for cars and for anything. Why can't we just exist, build our families, you know, be happy people? And I think it's because, you know, obviously at a certain point in time, it was never like that. We never had to go work a minimum 40 hours just to keep our heads above water. You know what I mean? It's not right. A natural human being thing. So it makes sense why this has been like hidden, you know, taken away and shoved in the back corner somewhere. Mm-hmm. So people are just left doing, you know, following the yellow brick road, I guess.
Yep. That's all it is. It's following the yellow brick road, doing what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
Like in that movie, Phone with Dick and Jane.
Yeah.
With Jim Carrey. Remember, everybody's leaving work at the same time, cars backing out, right? Everybody coming in, you know, everybody's houses backed by the company, right? You just, sometimes you ask, why do you do this?
Exactly.
Like, why? And because everybody else is doing, you don't want to feel left out.
Yeah.
And you just do. And no one ever asked questions. Like, I used to ask questions in Bible study when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. That's a problem.
Right? And I used to do that. You know, we just had a shooting down the street at the church. Why don't Jesus come back now? What are you waiting on? You waiting for some more of us to die? And they were looking at me like, we got to get him out of here.
Yeah.
Like,
don't ever bring up the Book of Enoch to a religious person. They'll I'm like,
why God let this happen? When are you coming back? Why are you here right now? Right? Oh, this is in 87 when I was asking these questions. I still ask the same questions. Like, I'm 46. He ain't coming back. Ain't nobody coming back.
Have that conversation with a religious person and be like, hey, you know what? Did you know the Bible actually teaches like the earth is flat? And they're like, heathen, you motherfucker.
You're going down. You're going. Right. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't say I was blowing Satan. Jesus Christ. Right. Calm down, dude.
You want to see a Christian person turn to the devil real quick?
Yeah. Mention the earth.
Start ripping the Bible papers out, rolling some weed in it. Like, you know this is bullshit, right?
But that was my catalyst into this when I started, when they started breaking down the Wizard of Oz, and I was like, holy Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And then I started noticing, you know, all the bills that come into my house, they're all in caps. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So I remember, okay, now here's a very interesting thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay, years ago when I was heavy into this research, I'm in junior college, I'm trying to figure out my way in the world. I realized that college was not for me. And I'll tell you, it literally had, and I'm not shitting on anybody that has a college education. I'm not talking about that. Some things work for some people, some things work for other people, right?
Correct.
Now, my calling, because I believe in a creator, right? So I actually followed in my father's footsteps of getting into a trade, and I've become very successful of it. And it wasn't until like it was my third year of junior college, because I had enough for an associate's. I was going to transfer, but I had to take a science. So I just picked the first one on the list. It was anthropology. I went into the class, and the first day the instructor was like, turn to page, you know, probably 66 or some shit like that. She was like, turn to page 66. So I opened it up, and she's like, oh, the chimpanzee, our earliest ancestor. And I was like, I'm out. And that was it for me at that point. But I'll say this. So I'm deep into this research, and I started looking at my Social Security card, right? And it's got the Federal Reserve Bank note on there, right? The letter, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I found the letter that's associated with mine, what bank that is. It's a Federal Reserve Bank in Pennsylvania, and I fucking called them on the phone. And I was like, hey, I just wanted to get some information about this account that is in my name. And she was giving me all kinds of information. Yep, this account is in good standing. Da, 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 da. What exactly did you want to know? And I was just getting some information about it. Here's the thing. The bank that owns my Social Security card, or that account, I guess you could say, is in Pennsylvania. I've never been there, ever. I was born in California. I live in Kansas. I've never even been to the East Coast, not once. So I started asking questions like, why does the Federal Reserve Bank in Pennsylvania that I've never been to, why is their number on my Social Security card number? So it started all just making sense as I started tying these things together. And I can't
remember. How much was in the account?
She did not disclose how much was in the account. And I'm guessing it wasn't like at a negative.
Nah, it's definitely not at a negative. It's a huge amount.
Yeah. Really?
That's called your QSIP account.
QSIP.
C-U-P-C-U-S-I-P.
C-U-S-I-P.
Okay. S-I-P. All right. And I'm learning how to discharge debt using your QSIP number.
Okay. Okay. So mm-hmm. is this a new process for you?
It's a new process for me.
For you.
But right, it's right. not a new process, period. So okay. yeah, using your QSIP number, the number on the back of your Social Security card.
Okay. Damn. A QSIP, the Committee on Uniform Securities Identification Procedures number, is a unique 9-digit identification number assigned to all stocks and registered bonds in the U.S. and Canada. Mm-hmm. It is used to create a concrete distinction between securities that are traded on public markets, as well as facilitate trades and settlements by providing a constant identifier to help distinguish the securities within a trade.
Folks,
so your
numbers are being traded on the market. Your birth certificate right. number, your Social Security number, Coach, all so, that is being traded on the market.
So earlier when you said, you know, the government works for the people, and it just said that read the securities portion again.
Let's see. Number is a unique 9-digit identification number assigned to all stocks and bonds.
Traded on the public market.
Yeah, so all stocks and registered bonds in the U.S. and Canada. It is used to create a concrete distinction between securities that are traded on public markets.
Okay.
As well as facilitate trades and settlements.
So the public, the people that are traded on the public market, that's the public that they serve, correct?
Yes, that's the public they serve.
Oh, my God.
I'm a slave. Hey, get them reparations ready.
That's why we be getting bullets in the ass by the police.
Yeah, and they just don't give a shit.
Nope, because they serve the public interest.
Right.
Now, just to let you know, that trust at the Treasury, when somebody dies, the state gets all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And the people of color, our trusts are bigger than everyone else.
I would hope so. You guys are the real Jews.
Yeah, so... because that's where the reparations is in that. So our trust is bigger than you all's trust. So that's why when we out there, you know,
half a boy,
black on black crime, and they got the hood and shit like that, and we out there bucking each other, they're like, yeah, go ahead, let them buck them up, because the
state cashes in. Yeah.
Ching.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Man, that makes so much more sense.
100%. Wow. Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow.
And that's why it's coined that. You never hear white on white crime or Asian on Asian crime German on German crime. It's black on black. That's the only term that's coined like that.
That's why I get away with looking Mexican. They leave my ass alone. Man,
I'm about to go get bleached tomorrow.
Yeah, I know some people. I know some people.
Right, I know some people. Yeah, I know some people. From here up, right? Here up.
I like white shit. Right.
That's funny.
Oh, shit. That's hilarious. Yeah, absolutely, man. And I know we just talking about debt discharge, but it's so much more. So the reason being is that when you have to stand in front of someone, you understand what you're saying.
Right.
All right. Because a judge doesn't make the laws. Mm-hmm. A cop doesn't make the laws. Right. So when you say these things, they're not going to go on record saying that doesn't work. No one's going to do that. Right. No judge is going to say, oh, forget the Bill of Exchange Act. Oh, forget what's written on there, because it was set up to help us. Mm-hmm. Anytime an act was passed, somebody died.
Mm. Yep, 100%.
1962. Yep. Who died? Kennedy.
Kennedy.
When they did the Consumer Law Act, they passed another act. Somebody died. Martin Luther King died.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because they have to. Somebody has to pay for doing something for the real people.
Right. Yep.
Right. So somebody got to take the. All right, we got to do this for all the people. We got to pass this act. Somebody getting bucked.
Yep.
That's why Lincoln was bucked.
Yep.
That 1871, when Congress, you know, hey, you want the South, was like, you want us to come back? All right, somebody got to take a bullet in the ass. Lincoln was like, shit. All
right. Yeah. Yeah, so that's their sacrifice.
Now, Coach, okay, so you said, well, there was two Bills of Exchange Act?
No, just one. Well, there was one in 1882, then one was redone again in 1985.
Okay, Boya, I'll ask you this question. Do you want to guess where this Bills of Exchange Act of 1882 was enacted?
Where it was enacted?
Yeah, like what country?
the United States of America?
No, it's not here.
It's not here. Okay. The Ukraine.
No. That would be funny.
That would be funny.
No, that would be hilarious. But it's been said that they still own us.
In England?
Uh-huh.
Really? Well,
yep.
I could see that, though.
Yep. Same thing with the CSKB Act.
Mm-hmm.
All comes from England. Everything. Matter of fact, England paid to end the war, the Revolutionary War.
Damn.
And that's where the Federal Reserve came from.
Yeah.
Right? You had Private Bank 1, Private Bank 2. The United States kept shutting it down. Private Bank 3 was coming up. They said, hey, if y'all don't let this shit go through, we're going to start a war. That's where the War of 1812 came from.
That's why Hamilton was a thug. He was like, fuck your bank.
Right. Yep. He's like, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
Because they know if a foreign bank took control of the money, we lose.
Yeah.
But they started a war.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what's really interesting is, and this is not to, because what we really know about history is very obscure, I would say, at best, right?
Yeah.
We don't really know history. We know what they tell us about his story. But I find it very interesting that Jackson is painted as one of like the more racist presidents that we had. Uniquely so, he was also the one who stopped a central bank from happening in the United States. But you don't ever hear about the fact that he was like, no, fuck your central bank. Dude.
Yeah. The reason is like Coach said earlier, you know, they got to paint them in a certain light if they're doing something for the people. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the most harmful things to do is to call someone a complete racist, right? Because now you don't even want to give them a second look.
Yeah, right. you destroy the character.
Exactly.
Right? Even before, you know, they come out, everybody always has a perception of that, of that person. That's the first thing that they do that now.
Yep.
Right? The first thing they do is something goes down. Oh, he was arrested for smoking pot at 16. Like, the dude is 70. Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to move on at some point.
Yeah, exactly. Now you want to. He's always been bad. Like, what? Yep. You ain't never smoked pot in your life, right?
Come on, dude. We're not all passing piss tests at the same time. Come on.
Exactly.
Not at the same time.
Hey, it's my turn next week. Y'all need to send me
over. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. Mine ain't going to work. I'm sorry. I'm going to need a few weeks.
Yeah, you might. Yeah, you can't. Maybe Chris's. You can probably use Chris's.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, sir, your piss is that you're an Aryan American? Yeah. I don't know.
It's actually Michelob Ultra.
Exactly. Hey, I get y'all's pissed. They're going to be looking at me like, I'll be like, see?
Hands up, don't you?
Right.
So now, with all this research that you've been doing, have you seen an increase in people signing up for your courses and implementing your courses and having success and things like that?
I have. We've seen an increase of people signing up. The amount of success has stayed the same because some individuals still don't want to go through the whole process, right? They go, they go to satisfaction. They don't go to completion. Right. Mm. So, and some people just go dive right into sending out letters. I'm like, did you read this? Did you understand? And they'll be like, well, it's not in there. Like, I did a whole video on this. And they're looking for the quick result, right?
Okay.
The whole 1099A thing, I figured that out. It's not what they said it is.
Right.
You have to be set up a certain way in order for that to work. You have to know how to process it so that, because the 1099A is just a ledgering document. Where are we sending the credits? How are we sending them? Who's getting them? Who's going to be? And so they're like, oh, can I just send a 1099A? No, because that company does not know how to process that. And a 1099A is not a negotiable instrument.
Right.
It's just a IRS ledgering document.
Right.
If that was the case, you wouldn't need me. We all have been using 1099As.
Exactly.
It doesn't work that way. So people are looking for the microwave results, but they're not willing to go through the work. So the amount of success is the same percentage-wise.
Okay.
Right? But the people who do the work and understand, take the time, no problem. We've had cars discharged, homes, credit cards, but those individuals have done the work. Like, what did you do? Okay, first I learned this. I understood how to write this. I knew who to send it to. I knew what to say if I had to go to court. And so then they do the things and they get the results. And everybody said, well, show me how to do it. It's already in there.
Yeah.
Right.
You're just not, you got to slow down the speed up. Like, you trying to do something because you ain't paid your light bill, and the dude out there with the cable credit, I'm a credit.
Yeah.
I'm a credit, right? Yeah. And you run out there with a 1099A flash in their face, they're gonna be like, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. You keep paying the revenue till the process goes through. Once you see it work, then you can repeat that. Right. But a lot of people are looking for that right now, microwave results, and it doesn't work that way. Yeah.
That's a reflection of our society and in current stages. I mean, everyone wants the quick fix and the get rich quick scheme and things like that.
Right, just like working out, man. You know, I've been in the gym now consistently for like 6-7 months, and you see the results, but they got to take this pill. You'll never have to do
six-pack abs.
Right, six-pack abs tomorrow, right? And that pill got you shitting.
Yep.
So the food ain't even chewed yet. It's already shit out of there.
I know your body's like, get it out now.
But people will buy it because it'll tell you, oh, you drop inches, you see results. They want that instant satisfaction. But with something like this, I think that the people that are the most nervous probably have the most success because they want to make sure that they're getting the information processed the right way.
That is very true. Yeah. Very true, because I do if you sign up for it, I do unlimited coaching. Okay. And I have somebody that's on, if there's a space, I tell them sign up. Somebody that's on every coaching call.
Yeah.
I'm talking about they have not missed. Mm-hmm. And they be like, okay, I got everything now. Then they send it in.
Okay.
All right. I talked to one of the day, Jessica. She was like, I need, okay, is this everything? And then I, like 30 minutes later, I saw her name pop up again for another one-on-one. I emailed her. I said, you just had one. She's like, I know in 2 weeks I'm going to have something. So she's setting up anyway. But my mentor told me this a long time ago. He said, when I was in network marketing, he said, those who stay in contact with me the most do the best the fastest.
Yeah.
So we never miss a call. We never miss an event. We would drive from Ohio to Dallas. Mm-hmm. We never miss anything because we went. And then in 18 months, our team went from like 5 of us to like 10,000. And people was like, how did you do that? Well, we stayed in touch with the individual that knew the information. He said that whoever stays in touch with me the most does the best the fastest. And so the people who stay in touch with the core group, they do the best, the fastest, because they're getting that constant flow of information they need.
Right. Exactly. And let me ask you, because I'm sure a lot of people that might listen to this, maybe some of them have very good credit. So this is something that I got good credit, not to worry about. What would this do to your credit score? First of all, let me say this before you answer. I think credit is fucking stupid.
It is.
I'm not shitting on anybody that has good credit or bad credit. It's basically a number to determine how good you are at paying debt with debt. Like, really, that's what that number is. Now, Dave Ramsey, who I'm actually a fan of his model, getting out of the system on a very surface level, which means if you don't owe anybody money, you'll become independently wealthy, which is, I mean, it makes a lot of sense when you look at it from just, like, if you're in the system and you're playing their game, that is the best way to do it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pay cash for everything. Don't fucking borrow any money. You know, live like you're poor so you can live like you're rich later. I get all that.
Yeah.
Right? So now you go through a discharge of, let's just say, a credit card, right? And they'll say, okay, listen, forget the court. We'll give you what you want. Cut the card up. Don't use it anymore. And they take that off your credit account. Now your credit score drops 30 points because you just lost a $50,000 limit. They don't
remove it. You're not telling them to remove it. You're telling them what all they're going to show is paid.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
Okay.
All right now, they're
just
going to
close it.
They're just going to pay. He's going to close it.
Yeah.
You don't tell them to remove it. You just tell them to set it off. On your credit, it's going to show an account that's paid and closed. Now, with credit cards, it's a little different because it's revolving. Right. But everything else, closed and paid. That's what it's going to show. It's going to show because that's exactly what happened. Now, another time your credit gets messed up is if you are attempting to use this process before it completes out. Right. You ain't paid in 3 months because, you know, I shoot the thing here, but it doesn't work that way. You got to stay in the process, stay honorable until this process happens. But that's the only time your credit's affected, if you just stop paying. But if you set it off and it shows paid, it just shows a paid account.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, and you can find all this on your course, right?
I walk you through the course and we created the unlimited, there's a coaching calendar because we know you're gonna have questions.
Yeah.
Right. So then we have a team. We have a members only Telegram group. You can go on there and ask questions. Somebody in there who's in a different stage will answer the question. So they all grow together.
That's perfect. Cool. Uh-huh. That's really cool. Now, before we get to the end of the show here, some questions that I you know that have arisen through my years of research and doing this and kind of gaining information. And then it's like, of course, doing the show, like we'll be doing research on a topic and then something like Ukraine happens. So uh-huh. then everyone's like, what's your opinion on this? So we're like, okay, let's, now we got to research that. And then we can, so it's, you know, few and far between that I've been in and out of this topic. But is there, other than the books that you recommended, is there something that, that people could read to really start to understand the system and how it's set up and being played on us right now? Or are those the best?
The Redemption Manual.
The Redemption Manual.
Yep, the Redemption Manual is going to give you a lot. This is the sixth edition. It's going to give you a lot of good history things in here. As a matter of fact, all right, I'm going to just read some of these.
Yeah, please
these
do.
Topics, right? You have understand the context. You know, they have the statutes and the quotes and the court case citings and all that kind of stuff in here. All
right? Everything that sets a precedence, basically, right?
Yep. Corporations, debtor-borrower, why the UCC filings. UCC 1, better have it done than not needed. Types of money, history of the United States currency, money creation in banks, public education versus the monetary system, Stanek versus White case. That's a good case. The UCC 3-419, instruments for accommodation, why you're a corporate slave, who's behind the Constitution, all this kind of stuff in here, and it kind of just goes over. ACR 192, June 5th, 1933, are you sure you want to hire an attorney? General and attorney info, okay? And all that's in here. So it shows you all the articles and the sections and...
Wow. Man.
Okay? Wow. Tables of authorities, 10th Amendment, 13th Amendment, 14th Amendment, Article 1/2, Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1, statutes, all that. So if you want to look it up yourself.
Wow. All
right. That. So, Redemption Manual, Series 6.
Wow.
Okay. Yep.
And is that available on like Amazon or?
I know it's at makefreedom.com. I don't know if it's on Amazon. Hold, let me check. Where's my mouse? I know the first one is. I know the fifth one is.
Oh, here we go. I'll just go ahead and pull this up on screen and I'll share.
Okay, Wham. The fifth edition is. Oh, there it is, right there, 150.
Yeah, boom.
Okay.
They got all the different editions.
Yep, you want to buy all four.
Beautiful. And to be honest, like looking at these prices, if anyone is shocked by these $100, $100, $130, discount of 100, $400 for the whole set.
Oh yeah, there we go. Yep.
Like the thing is, and this is why like I'm okay with something like this, is the amount of information that someone has taken. Mm-hmm. And put into a manual, right? Was not something they did overnight.
No.
Right? This is probably years.
That's
maybe decades of compilation.
Years.
Yeah. Years. Years to put together.
Years to put this together.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All
right.
And then to have the sightings.
Yeah.
This is they had to go research that to put it in a section of a book.
Yeah. That's right? Wild.
And I'm just going to make this comment because I have a lot of people on my YouTube channel like, why are you charging? You're supposed to help the people. Like, what the fuck the people ever did for me?
Yeah, well,
and I'm sitting here reading these 900-page books to break that apart for you. And
thousands of hours worth of work, you know?
And you want me to give it away free?
Go,
man, listen, if there was a choke emoji, I would send that.
Yeah, you know, right. No, I hear you.
There's a saying that goes, if you're good at something, never do it for free.
Never.
Yeah. And good work is not free. You know,
it's not. I mean? It's even on the maxims of law.
Yeah.
A workman is worth his hire. Mm-hmm.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
Simple as that. We've had this conversation on the job site with the boys, right, talking about this, about pay and equity and things like that, and we've always said like I do really well with what I do, and I love my job. Like I'm a journeyman electrician. I make $100K a year, And if you were to ask me, do I think I make enough money? The answer is no, not for what we do.
Not at all.
And to some people that might be shocking to be like, well, you make 100K? Like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, but you have to understand, like, when you've understood the dedication it takes to be in something like a trade, mm-hmm. or to be very good at what you do, right? It doesn't matter what it is. You're very good at what you do, and you have other people looking up to you. You start to understand your own value.
Yeah.
And you don't give that away for free.
No.
Right?
No. Not at all. You shouldn't. If you put the work in that they have not done,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, and when I was, in order for me to put that coupon discharge process together, I probably sat through 4 or 5 classes.
Yeah.
Like, there was just this one this Saturday. It was 8 hours.
Damn. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Now, fortunately, I have an assistant who got on for me because I had a track meet that Saturday. Mm-hmm. We had an invitational, but she sat through the whole thing.
Yeah.
And she took notes.
Wow.
And she recorded it. I was like, oh my gosh. I'm so glad I hired this woman. See? Man, she is phenomenal. but just think about it. And there were other people on there, 8 hours.
Yep.
8 hours of information that I'm going to take and break down and put inside our program. Mm-hmm. And somebody's going to be like, get that to me for free. Exactly. Get out of my face.
That's not how it works.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. And anybody who does it, hey, more power to you, but you're spoiling people. It's just like giving out participation trophies.
Exactly.
Right? At the end of football season, everybody did well. No, they didn't.
Yeah.
No, they did not. Everybody don't get participation trophies.
Yeah. Well, people forget that, you know, usually when shit's hard, it bears the sweetest fruit.
It does.
You know,
oh my
gosh. And that's a hard, as a matter of fact, I was just telling my kids this yesterday because they came to jiu-jitsu with me and my daughter was getting real bummed out because I was trying to run through this drill of trips with her and her brother. And she kept getting thrown down. And she said, Dad, this is hard. I'm tired of getting hurt. I said, if you want what's at the end of this, it's going to hurt. You know, this is why there's a reason why not everybody does this. This applies mm-hmm. to everything, right? If it was easy, everybody would do it. And you got to take the patience route with things like that, because like you said, you want those microwave results. You're going to end up getting into some litigation. You're going to end up in court on the losing side and things like that.
Right.
So, yeah, it's going to cost you some money. It's uh-huh. going to cost you a lot of time.
Uh-huh.
But the payoff is the part you're trying to get to.
Right. That's why I ask people in the complimentary call, what's your end goal? Well, I did this and I did that and I did this. Why? What are you looking to get to? What is your end goal? Yeah. And then when they tell me, I was like, you didn't need to do none of that stuff. Why are you doing it? Well, I saw the YouTube video. That's free stuff.
Exactly.
That's to get you to the individual that needs, you know, I saw your video. You should, what I said in the video, click on the link and schedule. Why didn't you do that? You don't need any of that stuff. Yeah. What is your end result? What are you looking to get to? Well, you don't need to do that stuff. You can go right to that.
Yeah. Well, that I know that was a huge problem. The last time we had you on, that was when the whole 1099A thing was super hot, right?
Super hot.
And, mm-hmm. and you were talking about how many people have been getting caught up in that, because I swear, everybody had a video about 1099A on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you said, so people were taking this free advice thinking that it was the gospel and they were getting real fucked up over it.
Is it truth or trap?
It's truth. It's true. You have to. The thing about it is that, okay, here's what I see. There is an end page. It's like a last page for everything. It doesn't go on forever. Okay, right. But when you're dealing with that kind of document for what we are looking to use it for,
mm-hmm.
you have to know how to process it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know how to take that form and turn it into a tax gift credit. Okay, right. Now. I found a lady that may know how to do this. So I'm guinea pigging her right now. She's like, I found a group of people that all they've been doing is working this 1099A stuff. Mm-hmm. She showed me proof of them turning a 1099A into a tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude got it like a tax refund. Wow. I was like, okay. I said, well, how much is the program? I paid for it. I said, here's my stuff. Handle it. Let me know what happens. If this goes through, all right, I got to decide who the hell I'm going to tell.
Man, tell the hooligans, that's what you get.
I'm not selling Junebug and them, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They down there buying bricks with they 1099.
Where'd you get all these catalytic converters from?
Right, like, you know what I'm saying? Why you got 6 charges in the back?
That was fantastic. Oh,
you know, so I'm just gonna see how it goes, and only certain people gonna know about it, man. But
yeah. Well, so, and I truly feel that this process also reflects on a level of ethics, right? Because the people that are, I think, that stick with it, want to use it, and do it, are not people that are looking to buy a mansion and a Bugatti and 6 pools and hookers. And you know what I'm saying? Like, like, dude, I just want to fucking, like, live my life and watch my kids grow up and have a white picket fence.
And
you know,
have
what I'm
no worries.
That's it.
That's it. All it is. That's all it is. And that's why this whole process is created. That's why the Cessna KB Trust is created. It's to get the things that you need. Okay. Now, if you want to go that route, you can do it through a private trust, right? Mm-hmm. Because the private trust will allow you to do those things. But then also put you on a certain radar as well, too. Like, how do you know this?
Yeah,
right. Because I've been in certain places, I start talking, right? Looking the way I do. Uh-huh. And white guys would be like,
he knows too much.
How you know that shit?
Agent Smith stuff.
I was in Vegas talking. I met with my mentor. We was in there talking, and somebody came over just asking questions. Like, how do y'all know this? I looked at my, I read. Mm. And here's what I said. I said, I read. I said, we do know how to read now. And my mentor was like, oh, shit, I couldn't even say that.
Yes, a master.
Yeah. We do know how to read now.
I can read, man. Yeah.
It was more. Like,
oh, he's just busting out laughing.
He looked at you like, who let you read?
Yeah, who let you read?
Gotta call this
dude.
You
been talking to Frederick Douglass again? Yeah. You been talking to old Freddie? But I said, I looked Freddie in the face, and he looked at me like, oh, you motherfucker. But my mentor was hollering, man. Yeah. He said, I can't believe you said that.
Well, it's true, though. It's pretty clear that that this information is only passed down, you know, to a certain group of people, and now that the wrong people got their hands on it,
the rabbit got the gun now.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So that's why they're asking questions. Right. Who let you in on the secret type shit? You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And then knowing, I'm gonna tell somebody.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. So there's only certain things I talk about on the public platform.
Right.
Right. You get all the good stuff once you come in. I give results. I talk about code and things of that nature. I don't, you know, certain things, like, I'm not going to talk about the whole private trust on YouTube, right? Yeah. Here's what it, no, I'm going to let you know it exists.
Yeah.
If you want to know more, click on the link, right?
Exactly. Right.
You know, I'm not going to give you the whole coupon process on YouTube. Heck no.
Right.
I already got a copyright strike from 1099 online.
Really?
Yeah. I did a whole video on how to fill out your 1099A form, and that 1099A was getting hit up. They was like,
fucking stop.
And so they looked, they did a search. My video had 450,000 views on it.
So they just picked whoever had the most views on it.
Yep. Huh? And then I got a copyright strike, and they said, you can't do the video. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So we got a strike on YouTube, and then we were demonetized before we were ever monetized, which is why we left YouTube, which is why we're on other platforms like Rockfin, Twitch, Odyssey. We got a strike during the height of COVID because I made a video on our YouTube channel and said, you know what, guys, if you just take some vitamin C, get outside, do some exercise, eat right, you'll probably be just fine. We got a strike for medical misinformation.
Isn't vitamin C that we're supposed to take anyway?
Yeah. Whatever, heathen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe it was the exercise part. It's a vitamin C shot.
Yeah,
when you go get the booster, that's all it is.
Yeah,
you know what? Okay, you know what vaccine means in a certain language? It means berry. It means berry.
Really?
Yeah, all vaccine is just a lot of vitamin C.
Wow, that's the first time I've heard of that. That's interesting.
Berry. Yep. That's so very interesting. You take what, acai berry, right? Blueberries. Raspberries, all that has a whole bunch of vitamin C in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, strawberries, they got
a... Yeah, strawberries, a whole bunch. Yeah. Heck yeah, so that's all you got to do. Get some sun, you'll be all right.
Yeah, there you go.
Fine.
Yeah, take that damn mask off. Now let me exactly. ask you.
That's why you stay sick, because you bring that carbon dioxide right back in.
Exactly. They didn't like the exercise part. That's what set them off.
Yeah.
Whatever, body shamer. So let me ask you this as we get towards the end of the show here. I've heard a lot of similar success stories with people putting things into private trusts. Mm-hmm. And this was a guest that we had on the show under the name of House of Marcus, something he's doing very kind of similar to what you're doing. Not the same. But he ended up putting his child in a private trust. And he started kind of speaking this language, and he went to a school board meeting, and the school is wanting his son to do a bunch of things. And he's like, well, unfortunately, my son is actually under a trust, and you're going to have to talk to the trustee. Interestingly enough, I'm the trustee. So, and they kind of backed off. But now, so how would that work? Just real quick, real brief, about trusts and private trusts, like putting an individual protected under a trust. Is that something you would suggest or?
Okay. You can do that, because though that individual is your collateral, you could put that in there, right? In a foreign trust, you can help immigrants with your foreign trust. You could put immigrants in your foreign trust.
Oh, wow.
If you wanted to, right?
Oh, okay. I was like,
Russian brides or something.
But let's just take your kid, for example. That kid is from you.
Right.
That is part of you. That is part of your collateral and the collateral of the things that you own. So, yeah. You put the kid in the trust. Anybody wants to tell you do it, and you got to talk to the trust. And when it's a private, I have a foreign trust, so my foreign trustee is in a different country. So you got to go talk to him.
Right.
You ain't gonna find him. So yeah, bye. Leave us alone.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, you can definitely do that. So okay.
Yeah. I was gonna say
even before your house is paid off, you can put it in the trust.
Mm.
So now, how would that protect your house? Like, let's just say they came to
foreclosure, all that stuff.
Oh, shit.
Really?
It's in the private trust. This is a private entity.
Wow.
Wow, okay.
So before you can come talk about you going to take it, right? The trust has a priority lien on it.
Right.
Oh, damn. Shit. I'm going to put my PlayStation in a trust.
Everything. This laptop I'm on right now is in the trust.
Yeah.
Damn.
My watches, my shoes, my bag. All that in the trust.
Damn.
That is dope. That is dope, dude. I'm
everything.
Like, I put 3 feet around me in trust. Get away from me.
Everything is in there. Everything is in there.
My personal space is in my trust. You need to back up.
heck yeah. Yeah, I wear, you know, Ling Ling's in the trust.
That's fucking dope.
Heck yeah. Awesome. She's with me. She can't speak English. She's in the dress.
She's in the dress. Don't worry about her.
Don't you worry about her.
Don't worry about her.
Boy, let's get towards the end of the show. Any other questions or comments you have for Coach here?
No, man. This is always a good time. You know, even a lot of the information, you know, you give us a taste, a little bump, right? And get us back for more. But even that information is really good information, because there's a ton of stuff that I had no idea existed. You know what I mean? Yeah, so just a little key bump.
Exactly.
You want the good stuff, you come back for more, you know?
Yeah, man. But I'm glad you had me on, because – you know, first time I was like, you know, I was kind of still a little wet behind the ears, but just the things I've learned over this process, it's been phenomenal, man. And the people I've had the opportunity to connect with, you know, it kind of slows down. You know, it's like,
right.
Once you become a, you know, your freshman season on the football field, everything's moving fast.
Yeah.
But as you go down, you know, when they say the game slows down for you. So right. That's the process started happening maybe like 6 to 8 months ago. I started slowing down, and I started seeing the similar things in all different codes. I saw the same thing in the Bill of Exchange Act, the Federal Reserve Act, and the Uniform Commercial Code. It was saying the same. I was like, oh, so I started piecing together.
Right.
You know, so if you do have to go to court, you got 3 areas that you can pull from that no court's going to go against. Right. All right. So they have to give you what you're looking for in this process. So, but yeah, I appreciate being back on, man. And
of course,
you know, I'm gonna keep going forward, you know, in this process of helping as many people as possible, or well, helping those who want to help themselves.
Right.
All right. I'm learning information. I'm putting it out there. Those who want to help themselves with, you know, really learning, understand what's going on, are going to get what they're looking for.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. That's been outstanding. Coach, we will say bye to you after we roll our outro video. So stay tuned. But that is it for this episode of Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracy Podcast. Special guest Coach MT Hurd. His website is scrolling right now at the bottom. If you can't see it because you're just listening, it's filauniversity.com. That's where you can find him. It'll be linked in the show notes when this episode comes out. If you are a Tavern member, you will get this episode tonight, so that way you have early access to it. Regular show comes out on Friday. But I've been Big Country.
I'm Boy.
And we will see you guys next week. Take care.